Welcome to Timeless Confection, musings on the sweet things in life. Your perfect partner to the Timeless Confection personal blog. This and other podcasts can be found at klangit-luistra.blogspot.com. Welcome to the Timeless Confection podcast. My name is Kay, and this week we will be talking about how to recover from losing someone you love, move past that pain, and to love life once again. A reminder that transcript for today's podcast is available by request. Just leave a message at klangit-luistra.blogspot.com. Losing someone you love is never easy. It took me a long time to really recover not only from the pain, but more so from the guilt of having missed the chance to exhaust other possible means to save my mom against her battle with cancer. What eased the guilt was when my churchmate, who also lost his wife of some 20 years, told me, "You know, I also feel the same way." That honest reply eased my guilt a lot, which leads us to the first important step. Give yourself permission to grieve. Allow yourself to feel the pain, for running away from it will make the healing process much longer. What happened to me was, for the next several months, my hubby would see me all curled up, crying on my mom's bed, where she died. Without judgment, he just allowed me to cry in his arms until I'd fallen asleep in exhaustion. My mental anguish was so strong, I literally felt my mind would have just snapped any time. What saved me from insanity came from doing this next step. Find solace from telling God exactly how you feel. It may seem oversimplistic, quite elementary even, but this simple decision worked wonders to my aching heart and tortured mind. Friend, don't feel ashamed for talking to someone you can't see. You may be surprised to discover that God is very much interested about what you say, feel, and think. My talks with him led me to explore the Book of Psalms, which healed me bit by bit, until I finally broke free from the reins of depression a year and a half later, without prescription medication.
All my desire, all I require, all that I need is in you. All my desire, all
You've just listened to All My Desire by Secret Place Ministries. It talks about one's undying desire to worship God continually. This leads us to the third step, which involves meditation on praise and worship songs. But what does worship really mean? Allow me to do an analogy. When you switch on the light in a dark room, the rainbow of colors hidden there springs to life. This is similar to how worship enlightens a person who has lost every ounce of hope. All the beauty that life holds is revealed through the fusion of lyrics and music. But worship is not just mere singing. It is an acknowledgement that our hope lies in God alone, and His love is what keeps us sane amid the loss of a loved one. This kind of love enraptures us like no other, causing us to understand God's higher purpose in our lives. Those who have experienced loss in their lives agree that being constantly reminded of the pain is what makes life mostly unbearable. I was the same. My mind constantly replayed the hours before my mom's death, and because of that, I was left guilty to the core. One important step I've learned from reading In Touch magazines, authored by Dr. Charles Stanley, is to let God take hold of that particular memory to allow me to forgive myself in the process. I remember vividly that I struggled much in doing this because the thoughts just kept rushing back even though I didn't want them to. In prayer, I told God, I surrender this thought to you and let your love wash away my guilt and restore my spirit. I also followed Dr. Stanley's advice by telling myself, I forgive you, Kay. This simple phrase, repeated over and over again, allowed me to forgive myself gradually, because if God has already forgiven me, why haven't I forgiven myself in the first place? Our next step involves that you surround yourself with people who will inspire you, not bring you down. Keep in touch with inspiring people, those with a positive outlook, to let their bubbly personality rub onto you a bit. Don't connect with those who are sarcastic about life and have lost hope like you did, for it will not help you a bit. For instance, what I did was to seek solace by continuing to attend the Dream Connectors, a cell group at my church, Bread of Life Crossroad. There, I found a second mother, sisters, and friends to soothe my sadness. During this time, I rediscovered my passion in dancing and choreography, which helped much during our Christmas presentations, believe me. Let's now move on to the sixth and last step, which involves that you ask God to let you dream again and restore your passion for life. Allow me to tell you what happened when I prayed about this. I became a freelance writer for three magazines, namely Prevention, published by Summit Media, Health Today and Moms and Babies, both published by the competition, United Business Media. I also became a professional voiceover artist for an array of TV and radio commercials. Can you believe that? On a more personal level, though, after 13 years of marriage, I gave birth to a son without any medical intervention involved. 2 years after that, I asked God for another dream. This time, his answer surprised me in the form of an internet voiceover business, which is quite unheard of in the country, but proved to be a very popular one in the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom. It's quite overwhelming to note that in only 6 months after my debut, I've provided voiceover services to 8 countries: Singapore, Australia, South Korea, United States, United Kingdom, France, Germany, and of course the Philippines, from the comforts of my own home. Friend, don't be afraid to come out of the shadows and dream big. Enlarge your borders, claim your space in this world. No one is too old to dream the impossible dream, and that goes the same to your eventual recovery and living a life with purpose. Here's a timely song entitled Prayer of Jabez that speaks about how we should go out of our comfort zones and venture into a world of possibilities beyond our imagination. Before we go, I would like to end with a quote from Albert Camus. In the depth of winter, I finally learned that there was in me an invincible summer. That's the end of our podcast. Again, many thanks to secretplaceministries.org for the royalty-free Christian music and royaltyfreemusic.com for my intro music. Thanks for joining me. Till next week. And remember, you can have a free transcript of this podcast by leaving a message at klangit-louisra.blogspot.com.